Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Fondlessness, fondlessness, fondlessness. With Jen Kirkman.
Hello, podcast listeners worldwide. And to my American listeners, I guess this is technically a long weekend, Independence Day. I don't know. Do we do that anymore? Or is the pandemic just like it's all one long weekend? But I figured I would release a little bit of a bonus as a way to say thank you. And also, of course, as a way to advertise something. So I am giving you 9 minutes of a 90-minute set that I did in Amsterdam this past October 2019. And, you know, I record a lot of my sets just off of my phone. And I will oftentimes sprinkle them in as Patreon bonuses, anywhere from releasing 5, 10, 15 minutes, depending on the level of Patreon that you're at, and the higher levels sometimes get entire hours released. So anyway, here is a little snippet of my set in Amsterdam, just to give you an idea of a lot of the little extra surprise things that I throw in on Patreon. And if you want to join at any level, just go to patreon.com/Jen Kirkman. You can join for anywhere from $5 a month up to $40, and it comes in $5 increments, 5, 10, 15, 20. You get what I'm saying. And you can go to the website and scroll around and see the different bonuses that could be unlocked if you were a member. So there you go, patreon.com/Jen Kirkman. In this bit, I'm just sort of warming up, chatting to the crowd about my day and entering the country. So hope you enjoy it. I really love the beginning part when people in the audience tell me where they're from. They came in from all corners on this show. It was really cool. So thanks again. And if anyone from that was at that show is listening, thanks again for making it one of my favorite shows to do last year. But I don't know how to do this. How many people came from other places? Is anyone here from Amsterdam? Shout out some of the other places.
Belgium,
Norway. You know I'm playing there Sunday, right? Okay. Are you going to come to that? But why did you come here instead of just staying home?
You were here already.
You were here already. Oh, funsies. Okay. Norway, Belgium. I'm sorry I'm not playing Belgium. I just don't know if I have a fan base there. Apparently I do. And where else?
Fiona.
Who?
Fiona.
Fiona? Apple? She has her own country? What? No. Where is it? Oh, Ethiopia. How? That's probably closer than I think, isn't it? It's not. Some people are nodding no. Because I was going to be like, wow. And they'd be like, you fucking idiot. It's like an hour away on the train. God, Americans know nothing about geography. Well, no, because Joni Mitchell has that song where she's talking about being in France. And she's like, the winds are in from Africa. And when I would listen to it, I'd be like, they are? Like, I didn't know. Thank you. I probably wasn't going to go to Ethiopia. Don't have a fan base there. Who else? Where else?
Who?
Paris. Oh, I know. Great. I love Paris. I've been three times. What? So fun. There is a cool comedy place there. I actually, next time I'm just bopping around, I might go, but I wouldn't like book it in advance, you know, so thanks for coming. Anywhere else? Germany. I will do Germany. I could have done Berlin this year if I wanted, but I didn't want to hop around so much. Berlin, but Amsterdam is closer.
I live in Germany.
Oh, Germany. I thought you said Berlin. I'm sorry. I heard Berlin. Sorry, sorry. Just want you guys to know I understand that Berlin's a city. You're welcome, sir. Okay, this is great. Well, I'm honored. This is really exciting. I might get emotional because I'm PMS, period, is due tomorrow morning. And I'm jet lagged. And I'm 45. So, like, I'm always on the verge of tears. Well, not always, but especially if I'm jet-lagged and periods tomorrow. So, I don't always talk about periods, but it's a new world, and women are allowed to now, so I might mention it a couple times. And men don't give a fuck. This is what I hate, is that men have been conditioned to, like, we were always told men don't want to hear about it. Men never fucking said that. We told men they didn't want to hear it. They're like, well, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, they listen to what we say. But then you tell men about periods, and they're like, what? They're so into it, because they love zombie stuff, you know? So, like, they're like, you bleed for 5 days and don't die? We're like, yeah. And when they find out the color of the blood isn't red, they're like, what? Like, it's crazy. I know that sounds gross, but it's body. Your body isn't gross. Body is beautiful. Anyway. I might be done getting my period within 5 to 6 years, so why not talk about it? Now, you're already a fantastic crowd. So anyway, I'm just having a good time getting to know you, so forgive all the chit-chat. It's very easy to get into this country. I don't know if you've ever done that. They literally were just like, come in. And I was like, so a few years ago, y'all had a problem with people coming through that shouldn't be here, so maybe tighten it up. That was a Nazi joke, but my point is, I didn't need, like, any paperwork to get in here. Like, they didn't care why I was coming. I went through, and the guy was like, hello, what brings you here? And I was like, I felt bad lying and saying vacation, although most of my trip is a vacation. I am just doing this one show, and I said, but I'm doing the show. And he goes, oh, sounds fun. And I go, I don't have any paperwork for it. And he goes, why would you need any? I'm like, why would I need a work visa like in all the other countries? I don't know. And so he's like, well, I hope you have fun. And it was like the only place, though, that wasn't like, you're a comedian. I never heard of you. Like, it's like you have to hear of someone before you know they do that for a living. Like, you're a plumber. I never heard of you. You know? Note to self, they have plumbers here. Okay. But yeah, it was beautiful. I just walked right in. They didn't even look at the paperwork. And then I'm going to get into my act in a minute. So this is great. So thanks for being here. Do you think there's anything culturally that we might not have in common that I could skip? Like a lot of my, not a lot, but some of my set is about being Generation X. And I talk to the millennials in a nice way. Is that a thing that happens here too? Like generational stuff? Yeah? Okay, good, good. I never know how much it's, you know. And then I think the other stuff is pretty universal because it's about death and the environment and all that. You guys have global warming. Yeah, okay, great. I don't talk about Trump in my act. My set concludes with a story about politics, and he certainly is the background to it, but it's a sweet story about my family and incest, but we will get there, and nobody committed it, and so we don't have to worry about that, but I'm just warning you in advance that does come up. Just getting it out of the way, I just want to chat for a minute before I get into my real act, because I always hate when, like, I came all the way from somewhere, I'm not just going to be like, here are the jokes, like, I want to talk to you. I'd love to talk to someone. No, I went to... So I forgot to get my Anne Frank tickets. Here's the deal. I know you have to book in advance. I get it. I'm not stupid. So I looked months ago. Anne Frank house, not my Anne Frank tickets. She's playing. She's reading from her book. Months ago I looked. They're like, we only release tickets every few months. Anne Frank house. Okay, great. So I set a reminder on my phone to beep and bloop the day that I could buy tickets to the Anne Frank house for when I'm here this week. Well, something went wrong. I set it for like 2020 or something like that. And so it never went off, and I found it later, and it is set for next year. So I didn't get tickets. And then one of the days I can't get tickets, especially, is tomorrow, because it's Yom Kippur and it's closed. And I was angry for a second that because of a Jewish holiday, the Anne Frank house is closed. And then I went, but the whole point of all that shenanigans was, isn't it great that there's now freedom here? And I was like, yeah, but I also want to go to the house. So I'm conflicted. But I'm going to do that thing at 9 a.m. in the morning. They release tickets every day online, so I will be doing that at 9 a.m. And I really wish anyone works here, if you can pull some strings, I deserve it. Thank you. As a fellow author, I think Anne would appreciate it. But I did go to the Jewish Quarter today. I hate Nazis so much that I love to hate them. And I went to everything, all the museums, and I won't get into it because it was heartbreaking. But there is a man, I don't know if he's Jewish, I assume not, who works at the Jewish Cultural Center. And he took my ticket and he said, "You speak English, but you're not British." Quite observant. And he said, "Where are you from?" And I usually lie and say Canada, or I say New York, even though I don't live in New York, but I have lived there, because it doesn't sound like America so much. And if you say Los Angeles, it just, too many questions come up. So I just said America. And then he looked at me and he went, like, come in a face. And I went, I don't like Trump. I didn't vote for him. And then he looked at me and he goes, "He's harmless." And I went, "No, he's not actually." And he goes, "You know, he's got some bad ideas, but mostly he's harmless, and you guys will get rid of him." I'm like, I'm in the Holocaust Museum, and you're saying the thing that works, the same words. We'll get rid of these communist Nazis. And so he goes, "I don't like him, but Ivanka is a great intellect on the world stage." I go, "Well, she's not. It's not an opinion. She's literally not." There's a video of her like humping and fumping like at an event. She's like, "So," and like Angela Merkel's like, "Are you serious?" I go, "She's not." And then he smiles and he goes, "He didn't say you were just jealous, but he didn't not say it. Does that make sense?"